This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, where there's massive bipartisan support.
The Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Hurricane Delta is on track to make landfall in Louisiana today. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect.
Just get ready. Hope for the best. Hunker down. That's all you can do. We've lucked out twice this year, so, you know.
The hurricane could make landfall as a Category 3 storm. USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Lawyers for the Illinois teen charged in a deadly shooting during a riot over the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha are fighting to keep him from returning to Wisconsin. Kyle Rittenhouse due in court this morning for a hearing on his potential extradition to Wisconsin. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked again in Arizona if he favored Democratic proposals to expand the size of the Supreme Court if elected and if Democrats regained the majority in the Senate.
You'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over. Now look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Biden campaigning in Nevada on Friday. President Trump with no scheduled events on Friday, although he is planning a campaign rally on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The FBI announcing on Thursday a foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. After the story broke, Whitmer pinned the blame on President Trump for not denouncing white supremacy again at the first debate. Whitmer telling CNN,
I can't discuss too many details because it's around my security, and of course that's what's at issue here. We got to make sure that we stay safe. However, in the recent weeks, it was brought to my attention. Of course, we know every time that this White House identifies me or takes a shot at me, we see an increase in rhetoric online, violent rhetoric.
Brandon Caserta was one of the men arrested. He's no fan of President Trump.
Well, Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
The United Nations World Food Program is this year's winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
For its efforts to combat hunger, for its contribution to bettering conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas, for acting as a driving force to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. I'll tell you, we've got lots to talk about, and just the right person to break it all down for us, the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About, and that we're talking about the wildebeest. I love the Twitter tag name. It is awesome. Dr. Wilfred Riley is with us, and you are becoming quite the beast on Twitter.
Oh, thank you. Good to be back on regular media.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you've been all over, and it's great because what it is that you have to share. I mean, even in your book, Taboo, as I continue to read it and read it over again, I mean, the research, the facts that you've laid out are quite clear. But the emotional level of the body politic is such is that they're not interested in the facts. They're interested in exercising their emotions, it would seem, being promoted by the mainstream media these days.
Yeah, well, we've talked about this a bunch of times from your perspective as a newsman and from mine as an academic. I mean, this is one of the biggest problems in the modern conversation, that people tend to be governed by emotions rather than logic. I mean, this probably goes back to the ancient Greeks, if you think about it, logos versus pathos. But, I mean, it's very easy to take one image, and this has been done across the board, if you remember kind of the child kidnapping era in television. But today it seems to be, for example, interracial crimes or police shootings, mostly of African-American individuals, and present that as the story. Like, the question would be asked, how could you ignore this picture? How could you ignore this video? And the answer is, if you're a decent person, a spiritual person, you shouldn't ignore that. But you have to understand the context within which this exists. I mean, so in Taboo, as you've said, I point out the total number of people, shot by law enforcement officers last year in 2019 was under 1,000. Only about 200 of them, 200 to 250, were African American. Only about 50 were unarmed. So, I mean, that is the actual picture. I mean, that's a smaller number of people that were killed by bees, wasps, and hornets, as I note. Right. So that's the context. You can't just look at one horrifying image and say, we should be terrified of this, because you could do that with anything.
Well, exactly. And I think that, in the vice presidential debate, whether we're talking whatever issue it was, in this particular case, it happened to be a COVID-19, and the possibility of having a vaccine out. And Vice President Pence really, hammered on, I say hammered, well, called her into account, Senator Harris, in undermining the efforts. I mean, here it is. We've got the fear factor in our communities up so high over COVID-19 anyway. I mean, lockdown, draconian measures taken by some of the blue state governors, all this stuff that's going on. And I'm thinking, Dr. Riley, the brain damage that has been thrust upon the people. And, they're saying, hey, we're going to be on the other side of this after the election. I think this thing is going to be with us for a while psychologically.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great example of mindless fear, actually. Kamala Harris, the potential vice president, saying she wouldn't take a vaccine if Trump designed it, like Trump himself is in the basement of the White House stirring up things in a kettle. I mean, so there are a lot of levels here. Like, first of all, I lean right, but I've never had a lot of sympathy for the anti-vax movement. That's another thing that's based on a few terrible examples, autism cases. We all know that there are some ugly things in vaccines that the manufacturers don't like to talk about, but the flip side of that is that if you don't use the vaccines, if you're talking about young children, you again get back into risks of those diseases that we conquered 100 years ago. Mm. You know, MMR and diphtheria and tetanus and so on, and the polio. So that itself, I think, is largely, not entirely a fear-based movement. But, I mean, then to have someone bring that into the political arena and to say, well, I don't trust Republican vaccines, I mean, that's a whole new element of silly fear-mongering. I mean, if there's a COVID-19 vaccine that's designed by the government, and I haven't yet officially had COVID-19, and that bad boy's at Walmart, I'm probably going to go take it so I can take this mask off.
Right.
I mean, I think that is an utterly irresponsible thing for any candidate of either party to say, you should not take a COVID vaccine. Yes, you should.
Well, and that's the sad part, is this whole thing has been so politicized. I mean, here we are, we're at war against this virus, and we're ununited. I mean, we're not even united against a common foe here. And I thought it was quite interesting, speaking of the debate, and I'm sure you saw this, is that when Vice President Vice President Pence started to bring up the fact that it was China, this was brought to you by China, the communist Chinese government, well, they clipped the feed off. They were playing the debate until that happened. They go to bars, and then they pick it up right afterwards, and you get the response from Senator Harris. So what does that tell you about the Chinese interest in this political race?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. I mean, so there are really two questions. First of all, I'd agree that we're making a lot of things political that should not be political whatsoever. Like, I would peg most of this on the Democrats. But the fact that the two parties couldn't agree on a COVID-19 stimulus bill until after the election, while they're also refusing to open up lockdown cities, I mean, that's crazy.
Yes.
That's a failure of government. I mean, other than, you know, defending the borders, you know, providing for hungry people during times of crisis is kind of the thing government does, you know, and deliver the mail. So, I mean, a lot of stuff, the environment, your ability to hunt with your son because there are animals outside. I mean, a lot of this stuff should not be politicized at all, and it's very unfortunate that it is. The China thing, I mean, it is entirely possible that Chinese influence or Chinese money is responsible for some specific decisions the media makes, including that one. I mean, we've seen the effect it has on the NBA.
Right.
I think a deeper point there is there has definitely been a suppression of the fact that this virus didn't originate in America with the right. I mean, whether or not you think Trump handled this wonderfully on every front, I mean, the virus came from Wuhan in China. I mean, it came from a left-leaning despotic regime, and I don't even think left-leaning is the key point. I mean, it came from a communist society that was able, because the government controls the media, to just lie about this for months.
Exactly.
So when people say, you know, Trump didn't respond well, or Biden wouldn't have responded any better, it would have been hard for anyone to know what the hell was going on, because China was so openly lying. If you look at the, I'll just leave it with one sentence. If you look at the COVID-19 totals now, if you go to World Barometer's coronavirus, China still says they've lost 80,000 people. That was their figure, as I recall, at the end of April. Mm-hmm. Now, you never want to, you know, cheer for more deaths, but that's clearly an obvious lie. I mean,
exactly.
We've gone from, what, 500 to 100,000 during that period. So the ability of China to have one leader say, this is going to be the message, and then to feed that to every one of our corporations that does business with the Chinese regime, that's an impressive power. That's something a democracy can't do.
Well, where's Dr. Fauci in all this, Will? I mean, he had a team there that was there for 18 months. And I say there, and that is with the build-out of this Wuhan lab. And his team came back after 18 months and says, we're out of here. These guys are a bunch of cowboys. Something bad's going to happen there. Dr. Fauci had a heads up. Where is he in all this? Nobody's asking him the question, like, I mean, and first of all, he went there, what, he invested over $3 million into the lab, you know, to help build it out. And this was against President Obama's will at the time, and his directive said, no, I don't want you there. But he goes there. They're there for 18 months, realize this is a bad deal. They escape, and they don't say anything. So we don't, I mean, like, what's going on here?
Well, I mean, obviously, Fauci has made mistakes in the past. I will say, I mean, I've traveled to some of the
We've only got about 10 seconds, and I want to give you time to finish the thought here, so we'll do it on the other side of the break. More from the professor, Dr. Wilfred Riley, right here on Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. This year, the changing landscape has enhanced client expectations, shifting the way businesses think about serving clients. With National Customer Service Week approaching, now is the perfect time for businesses to evaluate how they can redefine the customer experience to better serve their clients. Holly O'Neill, Bank of America, Chief Client Care Executive.
Now more than ever, clients are looking for personalized solutions from the companies they're loyal to, especially their bank. At Bank of America, we are committed to making our clients' financial lives easier. This means anticipating client needs, delivering a consistent experience, and offering both digital tools and in-person service. Our high-tech and high-touch approach enables us to deliver on our promise of exceptional client care, ensuring our 66 million clients can bank with us when, where, and how they choose.
For more about Bank of America's resources, visit bankofamerica.com.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
You know, I like it when he reminds us that it is we the people. It is each of our responsibilities if the Democratic Republic is to continue. We're talking with the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us. Dr. Riley, wanted you to finish your thought and have plenty of time to do that on the other side of the break, so I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, so we're talking about Fauci and China. First of all, I've never understood the worship of Fauci. Fauci seems like a decent enough guy, but he's a career bureaucrat. I mean, he's made as many blunders if you're looking at, treatment of HIV. He was one of the people predicting, as I recall, a massive heterosexual AIDS epidemic, as he's had success. He's a very good doctor now. But, I mean, so to say, well, Fauci went to China and he did not predict that this, questionably run lab was going to potentially destroy the world. I mean, it's obviously not coming from you, but that's a somewhat unfair critique. I mean, Fauci, there was a team of doctors. There's nothing unique about Fauci except that he's become sort of this national figure. Mm-hmm. And I kind of think the mainstream press is Robert Mueller Fauci. Mm-hmm. I mean, they keep looking for these guys, that, and there's always this language used like decent Republican or tough Democrat. Those seem to be the two phrases. But these guys that are presented as a counterpoint to like Trump, the crazy pirate. Women I used to date in college are buying votive candles of Robert Mueller and so on. If you remember the idea Trump was going to expose as a Russian spy. And then Mueller released a report that said, well, he might be a little bit of a crook, but he's more honest than most politicians. And that just vanished. 3 years of MSNBC went away overnight. Same thing with Fauci. He's been presented as the guy who's going to save us from COVID with the science. But in fact, yeah, Fauci's had great successes and made mistakes, and this doesn't surprise me. I also will say, if you go to China, to be fair to that bipartisan team of doctors, you don't see what's going on in China. You see what the Chinese government wants you to see.
Exactly.
I've never been to China on business, but I mean, I remember traveling through even some of the unfree regimes in Latin America in the 1990s. There's a term for this, Potemkin Village, actually, that comes from the old Ruskies. But if you go to one of these countries, you will be shown kind of the tourist hotel in the tourist city where people have enough to eat. I mean, you have a minder walking around with you, who's usually a young, witty student. So I'm not sure how much Fauci saw. He saw enough to want to leave, but I'm not sure exactly what that means.
Well, you know, to me, and I understand, look, I think sometimes, and I agree with you, that our scientists are elevated in such a way that they can do no wrong. But they're scientists. They're humanoids. I mean, nobody's perfect here. And my only complaint about the team was after, you know, reporting, supposedly, they reported that these, that this, you know, the regulations, the standards there in the lab were shaky. And we didn't hear anything about that until months after the fact that we are already dealing with COVID. It would have been nice at the time had Dr. Fauci said, look, we lack some empirical evidence here, but let me give you some anecdotal experience. And maybe it might have raised the level a little bit more. Now, according to the president and that taped conversation with Bob Woodward, it seems that the president, you know, did have high concerns about it, but he also tried to balance it in such a way to where, like he said, and I think that's a fair response for a leader to say, look, I just didn't want people to get, you know, too fearful of this or overreact. I wanted to, you know, offer some sort of measured response. I didn't have a problem with that, but the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and, of course, everybody else, Joe Biden, thinks that it was just such a mortal sin of the president, you know, not to go high hysteria, you know, back in, the end of January.
Yeah, so, I mean, from a leadership perspective, I've got a couple comments there, some of which may be popular with the right-leading audience, some of which might not be. First of all, with the Fauci should have warned thing, I think that is the sort of thing, you and I are more qualified to engage in hindsight than probably most people without false modesty, but that's the sort of thing you could say about every crisis. I mean, I remember that report, Bin Laden determined to strike in the USA that was used to criticize Bush. The simple reality is that there are hundreds of thousands of threats to the world's leading nation at any given time. And the president or the leader, Joint Chiefs of Staff, are going to be notified about all of them, but they're going to get a 30-second briefing that Fauci very probably did give. The issue is that when one of those things, one of those 10,000 things, does become, you know, a new sun rising over the harbor, it's easy to then criticize and say, well, why didn't people predict? I think Fauci did a B-minus job there, but I don't think it was an F job. But I also think Fauci's done a lot of B-minus jobs. I don't really like the veneration of Fauci. I remember seeing this guy presented in GQ as, like, the sexiest man alive. Fauci's an 80-year-old physician. Attending care physician. So that would be my main take on that. Now, in terms of the Trump was aware of everything COVID could do in February, I frankly think that's BS, by the way. I don't think he was misquoted by Woodward, but I think the comments were kind of meaningless. I agree with you, by the way, about leadership if they weren't. But as I recall, Trump had had one phone conversation with the Chinese premier, and he had also been briefed as sort of a high-level individual in America, and he was being told, he was saying some of the more frightening-sounding things from those meetings, like, could be airborne. We still don't know how fully airborne COVID is, as opposed to surface-based and so on. That's why people are wearing masks and wearing gloves and doing all this panic. So, I mean, I'm not sure that's been verified to this day, although I'm not a doctor. You shouldn't take my advice to those, for those listening.
But I think it's just...
Mike was in the same meetings. I mean...
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, these things that, like you say, we're taking the information and it's amazing how the mainstream media will take segments, convenient segments to use it, of course, you know, to beat up Trump. That doesn't help. And it goes back to what Vice President Pence said in terms of undermining, you know, the war that we're dealing with this pandemic.
Yeah, and just one quick comment on the media. The media frequently says that the right-wing media, and for that matter, the hard left media, lies. And what they mean by that is that there's not as much fact-checking for the Daily Wire or Jacobin or something like that as there might be for the New York Times. I personally think that there's a lot of quality content. Most quality content is outside the mainstream media, but you see their point and you need more fact-checking. The mainstream media, though, doesn't lie. What they do is direct, sometimes they lie actually, but what they normally do is decide which stories to cover and which not to, to prevent entirely false narratives.
Exactly.
That are far more misleading than what you normally see from The Wire. So, I mean, this comment about, you know, we're going to play up this thing about Trump making this comment months ago, implying that he knew something about COVID-19, the comment I just made is very likely accurate. I mean, if he got that from one of the high-level briefings that were then going on, Biden and Pelosi would have almost certainly had that same information. This is simply downplayed. So you can create whatever narrative you want to if you own the printing presses, and that's incredibly key. I mean, Joe Biden, during the debate against Trump, openly lied several times. I mean, for example, when he said there was no relationship between Hunter Biden and the Ruskies, or there wasn't this gift given by the Moscow mayor's wife, I wouldn't check that. Like the Wall Street Journal mainstream sources, that's complete BS.
Yes.
But will there be a mainstream media piece on that calling that out? I mean, that's one of the major international scandals probably the past year or two. No. So that's how you set a narrative. And while you're setting the narrative, you can also act high and mighty and criticize smaller sources for not fact-checking some little story. And then again, the next day, you can run a story about, you know, another unarmed black man killed by police by choosing whatever you've decided to Google alert as the narrative of the day and just running with that, if that makes sense. And that's a far more dishonest thing than occasionally getting something wrong, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Well, did Michelle Obama help or hurt the cause with her latest announcement?
Well, she probably helped if you're a Democratic voter. I mean, the thing with Michelle Obama is that she's seen as a nonpartisan figure. And although, I mean, like my fiance read Michelle Obama's book, you know, she said some good general things about governing. The fact is that Michelle Obama is a deeply partisan figure. She's the wife of a powerful former president who encouraged him to get into politics. So, I mean, Michelle Obama will go and give these sort of speeches where she'll say things like, now, just as an American, I want us to oppose racism. And, I mean, the odds that she has a former Democratic presidential speechwriter crafting those, I mean, she is a housewife, technically speaking, but she's not at home, you know, baking a bundt cake and writing this stuff on a notepad.
Right.
You know, I mean, I think it was helpful for the Democrats, but I also think it's obviously strategic in a way that, again, would be mocked by the media constantly if a Republican or a Green Party candidate or something did this.
Yeah, but when they talk about on the other side of their mouth, you know, we're going to be the unifying party. How does this unify us?
Well, this is actually, this is a real problem.
We got about 20 seconds left. Go ahead.
It doesn't unify us. I mean, we need to figure out something that will. We need to get back to boring generals running for president. But, I mean, if you think half the country is deplorable, you're probably not going to unify it.
No, without a doubt. There it is. Dr. Wilfred Riley, the professor from Kentucky State University.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, and small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding, where there's massive bipartisan support.
The Louisiana congressman speaking there on Fox News. Hurricane Delta is on track to make landfall in Louisiana today. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect.
Just get ready. Hope for the best. Hunker down. That's all you can do. We've lucked out twice this year, so, you know.
The hurricane could make landfall as a Category 3 storm. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I think you're going to hear a lot of John Lennon music today, as people remember his birthday today. He'd have been 80 years old. And, of course, you know, the rock world's still stunned by losing Eddie Van Halen. Johnny Nash as well. Been a rough week as far as entertainment is concerned. Good to have you with us. We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. You got some great information there for you, by the way. Check out the political poster that we have. It's a readout. This is compliments of the FRC, Family Research Council, and they give you side-by-side a parallel reading of both parties based on their platforms, okay? Not the kind of stuff that Joe Biden would want to say, you got to find out after you elect me, then you'll find out. Now, this is the stuff they've been professing, you know, for years now, and it's right there side-by-side on the critical issues that that you'd want to consider in terms of our government, issues like the sanctity of human life, how does the Republican Party versus, you know, the Democratic Party, and also there's a third column that has the associated biblical scripture that applies to the said platform statements in each category: redefining marriage, international abortion, and LGBT agenda, religious liberty versus LGBT agenda, the Supreme Court. And of course, we're hot and heavy on the Supreme Court right now, as Senate will begin the process and begin the hearings with Judge Amy Coney Barrett. And so that will take place much at the obvious disappointment of the Democrats. But they realize they do not have the numbers. The Republicans have the numbers, and they're doing everything they can. And somehow, if they could possibly even get COVID-19 involved to delay the process, they're going to do everything they can to try to, you know, block this confirmation process of Amy Coney Barrett. With us right now is Robert Spencer. Robert is the director of Jihad Watch, a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Robert, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Always good to talk to you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, very quickly before we talk about your book, Rating America's Presidents, an America First Look at Who is the Best, I want to get your read on the vice presidential debate the other night. What were your takeaways?
Well, I thought that Pence really gave an astonishing performance. We haven't seen much of him before, and we saw that he was well-informed, capable, cogent, articulate, as well as polite and respectful in a manner that thoroughly rebuked and disarmed Kamala Harris's obvious strategy of trying to portray him as some kind of a bully. It seemed as if she was trying to debate the media picture of Trump rather than the reality of Pence. And so he showed her up, exposed a lot of her lies, refused to let the obviously biased moderator take control and prevent him from being able to speak. And so really, I think that it was a remarkable victory for him.
Again, she was ready with, you know, with a moment or at least a line that she was hoping was going to get some traction. And they already had T-shirts ready for that, huh? Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. They had a T-shirt produced. And then, of course, they got a little extra bonus with a little fly swatter campaign that raised them some money as well.
Yeah, well, you know, that's ridiculous. And you see that when they have to start talking about a fly buzzing around, then, or landing on his head, then they obviously don't have anything of substance they can hit him on. And so it's another admission, really, that they lost the debate.
Exactly. Well, should we remind them? I mean, they made this big deal about this fly, and I mean, it was crazy. Some of the talking heads on the left trying to turn this into some spiritual significance. And I'm going, oh, man, you're out of here. But you got to remember, back in 2010, there were two occasions at the White House when then President Obama was annoyed by, you know, a couple of flies. One he happened to murder. And, of course, we had to take time and do a close-up of the, of the victim, the fly victim there lying on the carpet. And then when he was doing a presentation, I think it was maybe several weeks later, another fly was coming, and he warned the fly. He says, hey, well, you know what happened to the last guy? You better get out of here, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, figures have been annoyed. I mean, that's the thing about we can talk about kings and palaces, but there are, you know, whether it's lizards or flies or, you know, rodents, they're common to all men, whether it happens to be in the White House or, you know, the small house.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so I was kind of appalled when I saw yesterday the spokesman for the Lincoln Project on one of those, CNN or MSNBC, I forget, saying that this is a sign of the presence of a demon. And I thought, what is this, the Middle Ages? What are you talking about? You're so driven insane by your hatred of Trump that you're just absolutely ridiculous now.
Well, and that's the thing that concerns me, Robert, is that the angst and just obvious hatred. I mean, it's just, it reeks of hatred toward this president. And lest they forget, there were 63 million people that voted for him. And lest they forget, there are still many people rooting this president on. I can tell you, I just came cross country. We did a little road trip from California. I was coming back home to Florida. Went through 12 states. Ask me how many bumper stickers I saw for Biden-Harris. Like
yeah,
two.
It's overwhelming.
Like two.
Yeah.
For Biden Harris. Trump, that was overwhelming. I mean, through 12 states. Trump Pence signs were up and I was a bit surprised. My brother in Los Angeles, he told me, he sent me pictures of, car rallies, for the president. You're thinking in California, down in San Diego, yeah. Same thing, boat parade, thousands of boats, over 1,000 boats out there, a boat parade for President Trump. So, you wonder with all this information and this polling that is taking place again, is that, the same thumb that they used on the scale last time in 2016 for Hillary Clinton, they didn't get rid of that thumb that seems to be there, but we'll know for sure after the election, even with all the mail-in voting and all, you know, in the fraud reports right now that are coming up, all to undermine and bring into question the validity of this election. This is a serious problem that we're being, you know, that's being thrown at us and being thrown at the body politic. And then meanwhile, as if that's not enough, you've got the mainstream media threatening and saying, well, there could be riots in the streets, you know, and it's like, oh, well, great. Let's promote more riots.
Yeah, it seems as if that they're intent on gaining power, regaining total power by any means necessary, and that means even bringing down the whole system in order to take control of it. It's astonishing. There's never been a threat to the very survival of the republic that we have seen recently, comparable to what we see recently from people who say that Trump is a threat to the republic. They're projecting and accusing him of that which they are guilty of.
Well, that's projection, and we've seen this in action for those that have been around long enough. This happens quite often, that the very thing they're accusing their opponent of is the very thing they're guilty of. And that's what happened with Hillary Clinton, you know, claiming that there was, outside interference. And here it is. She's the one that we know clearly. We suspected the evidence was there. We thought we had enough of it. But the government moves so slowly at times with due process, especially when it's when you're aiming at a Democrat. You've got to have all your I's dotted and T's crossed. And now with the unredaction of this these reports that went to Congress, I mean, she's caught. I mean, her hand's in the cookie jar. The crumbs are all over her face. I mean, it was her. It was her doing. It was her paid for, false narrative that the FBI used as a basis to go after President Trump. And the American people have had to pay for this, Robert, for the last 3 years, 3+ years.
Yeah, it's an immense scandal. Tremendous, incredible reports.
Yeah, and then on top of that, neither Biden nor Harris can answer a simple question like, is it your intent, if you don't get your way, to pack the court? You know, I mean, that's straightforward.
Clear that they're going to. Yeah,
without a doubt. Yeah, you know them more by what they don't say, because what they do say, we haven't been able to believe and trust them anyway, so why should we, you know, consider their words? We've got more from Robert Spencer on the other side of the break. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Mark your calendars for Prime Day, October 13th and 14th, where Prime members worldwide get 48 hours to save big and shop early ahead of the holiday season. Prime Day will include more than 1 million deals globally across categories like TVs, smart home, fashion, furniture, toys, and much more. In addition to helping members save, Amazon is investing more than $100 million to help small businesses increase their sales and reach new customers. Katie Larson, Amazon, says,
"Today through October 12th, Prime members who spend $10 on eligible items sold by small businesses in Amazon's store will earn a $10 credit to use on Prime Day. Amazon is also offering the Spend $10, Get $10 promotions at physical retail locations, including Whole Foods Market, Amazon Fresh, Amazon Go stores, Amazon 4-Star, Amazon Books, and more.
Become a Prime member today and enjoy a 30-day free trial by visiting Amazon.com/Prime Day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure.
Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A reminder on that 2016-2020 party platform comparison that I was mentioning earlier. If you want, we have a version on the website at BillMartinezLive.com. We have the English version, and that is available for you. Gives you a platform comparison between the Republican Democratic Party and Scripture that goes along with each of these important issues that you will be voting on this year. But we also have a version that is bilingual. So you have English on the front and Spanish on the back. If you would like a copy, and especially of the bilingual version, feel free, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, request whichever version you want, and I'll send it to you, and it will be there in your email with our compliments, because that's the way we roll, because we're givers. That's what we do. Robert Spencer continues with us. He's the director of Jihad Watch, a Shulman Fellow at the David Horowitz Freedom Center, and we want to talk about Rating America's Presidents, his new book, An American First Look at Who is Best, Who's Overrated, and Who Was an Absolute Disaster. And I guess, Robert, you know, as you mentioned, when you look at things like this, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So if you are liberal, you may have a cast of presidents that you favor. And if you're conservative, then it would be a different cast. But who makes these decisions as to, you know, as to the best presidents when we get this information, when it comes through us, you know, through whether it's a book or the mainstream media?
Well, that's just the thing, Bill. Most of the time, what we have been told, what you and I and all, most Americans learned in school, was based on the assumptions of and the perspective of leftist historians who like big government statists, who massively expand federal power, raise taxes, that kind of thing. As far as the left is concerned, that's what makes a successful president. And so I thought that we need to have some pushback, especially now with the left's war on history and tearing down statues and so on. We needed to have an America First look at who the best presidents and the worst presidents were, and an overview of American history that's based on what was good for America and Americans and what was not.
Right. And keep in mind, just as Robert stated, I mean, these big government statists and globalists, I mean, this is the dynamic tension that's taking place. That's which serves these globalists, or which serves the American people, we the people, which I believe, and I want to believe, Robert, that there's still a majority of us that believe in the Constitution and believe that we the people should be the ones that are in charge.
Yeah, well, I sure hope so, Bill. I guess we'll see definitively, or at least I hope we will, on November 3rd. But there's no doubt that there's millions of particularly young people who have been deliberately misled and miseducated in order to despise their own country, to hate the founding fathers, to think that there's nothing to show for in being American except racism and imperialism. And there needs to be a much larger scale pushback from genuine patriots, because obviously no one's going to defend a country that they don't value. And
exactly.
We have a whole generation of young people who don't value the United States.
And Robert, I've been cautioning our audience, you know, people are quick to blame academia, you know, for this narrative. And we know, no doubt, our kids have been indoctrinated. But teaching begins at home. You know, it really brings to point here maybe parents' failure, and maybe we need to be honest with ourselves and saying, you know, we could have done a better job here in educating our children about our freedoms. I mean, for our family, there were 9 kids, and we were blessed. Our dad was a World War II veteran. 3 of his sons served in the military, and we were reminded and of patriotic things. And though we were a Hispanic household, it was about assimilation. It was about pride of country and hard work and these foundational values that I know you grew up with as well.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. And I couldn't agree more. A lot of parents, I think, take for granted that their children are going to go to school and they're going to learn basic American values. And unfortunately, that's not only not true anymore, but it has not been true for a long time. Antifa and Black Lives Matter are the result of the academic establishment, which is totally dominated by the hard left. And they've bamboozled those young people into thinking that they're being righteous when they're out there burning buildings and tearing down statues and saying that America is racist.
And, of course, supported by the mainstream media, the former First Lady, you know, people like Jerry Nadler and Congress, even Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, that believe that Antifa is a myth and they cannot be exposed for what they are. I mean, this is amazing. You go, well, let me tell you, for a myth, they're sure doing a lot of damage.
Yeah. Well, when I see people like Nadler and the others say that, I wonder, do they really believe that, or do they just want us to believe that? I mean, the problem is that the Democratic Party establishment has become so dishonest. I'm just appalled these days at this campaign. The entirety of the Biden campaign seems to be to accuse Trump of refusing to condemn white supremacists when he's done so actually 17 times or 19 times, something like that. And they keep pretending that he hasn't and making other false claims. Has there ever been a presidential campaign? I don't think so. I examined them, pretty much all of them, in this book, and I don't remember anyone that was so deeply, thoroughly, 100% dishonest as the Biden campaign is.
Well, and I like that Mike Pence called him out for his plagiarism in assuming the ideas and things that the president had already executed in his administration, and the vice president said, looks like plagiarism to me, which, you know, Joe Biden historically is well documented plagiarist, is he not?
Yeah, there's no doubt. He's been caught red-handed several times, and I was just amazed the other day when I saw him standing in front of a sign that said, buy American. And I thought, okay, this is a guy who's been outsourcing American jobs and industries to China and other countries for decades.
Yes.
And now, because he's facing the pro-American America First president, he suddenly discovered that he needs to be in favor of America. It's nakedly transparent.
Yeah, he's got to tell his family members, well, we're not going to be able to get as much money from China right away, but down the road, it'll be business as usual because of this philosophy promoted by Nancy Pelosi and others that said, hey, look, you got to pass it to find out what's in it, like a jack-in-the-box experiment. We only got about 4 minutes left here, Robert. Let's talk about, you know, the good and the bad here, but particularly the good. Which presidents were the best for America?
Well, in my personal Mount Rushmore, I keep Washington and Lincoln on it. Obviously, I'm not talking about actually tearing down any statues, but I might build my own that has Coolidge and Trump as the other two.
Wow, good. And, okay, so why Coolidge?
Coolidge and Trump, actually, for the same reasons, essentially. They both cut regulations, cut taxes. They avoided unnecessary foreign entanglements, and they have tried to reassociate immigration with assimilation. Coolidge insisted on that, and Trump, of course, has said the same things long after this has gone out of fashion and the idea is considered to be racist, that you actually would want people who come to America to be American and adopt American values. But the bottom line is Americans safer, stronger, more prosperous at the end of the term than they were at the beginning? It was very true of Coolidge, and it is also, even despite the coronavirus, true of the current president.
Even amazing because of coronavirus. Had we not had the foundations established that were put into place by this president and the administration, I might pack my own personal Rushmore, if I could, just a bit, and I would add Ronald Reagan to that. That's just me.
I rate him very high. I just docked him a little bit because of his immigration amnesty, which I think perpetuated this idea of immigration without assimilation, and his arming of the Taliban, which came back to bite us on September 11th.
Exactly. No, I agree. I think those two are definitely questionable. But this is what happens when Republicans believe Democrats, right? You know, we'll just do this once, and we'll make this one exception, and here we are. There's a new management, a new day, like that deal was never made, right?
Absolutely. And see, yeah, you're absolutely right. Unfortunately, this is a recurring theme throughout the book that the Democrats since the 1930s have been setting the agenda for the American people. And the Republicans have essentially just been saying, oh, yeah, we're all for that. We could just do it a bit more efficiently. And Trump represents Reagan to some degree, but Trump even more so represents a departure from that and an actual new direction instead of just more of the same and me too saying to the Democrats, but actually a difference from what they're offering. And that's one of the reasons why they hate him with such burning intensity.
Well, you know, he's moved their cheese. I mean, the status quo doesn't exist anymore. You can't go around and just use government property the way you've been able to use it before. He's kind of clipped Nancy Pelosi's wings a little bit. You know, Joe Biden, when he was vice president, one of the things regarding Hunter and that was reported by Judicial Watch was that he was on the vice presidential plane over 800 times. Robert, I mean, come on. You know, the kid's getting billions of dollars, you know, thousands, millions of dollars. He can't afford his own ticket to fly in his own plane, even charter his own plane. He's got to tag along with his father on the people's plane. How is that?
Yeah, absolutely. And then Joe tries to tell us he doesn't know anything about his dealings with China. They must really think we're very stupid.
Well, that in Ukraine, and it's like, look at, you got videotape, and then you even have his own son saying that he talked to his dad about it. So, you know, this is a problem, the obfuscation, the flat-out lies, and I guess that's the narrative. They figure that, you know, the bigger the lie, the better, and, you know, and then we're just all that much more divided in each other's throats, and we just don't know what to believe anymore. Robert Spencer and his book is linked at our website. Thank you, Robert.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition?